Taking a step-by-step approach to improving yourself and your organization, here's Alan Rodway.
I wonder if he was running this afternoon in this rain, Mr. Rodway. He tells us he runs every day. Hello, Al.
I ran this morning.
Did you? Half.
I ran this morning. It was freezing.
In the sunshine, though.
Oh,
it was sunny this morning. It was
5 degrees. It's cold.
Yeah, that's
really
cold.
Really cold. So day 123, I think I'm up to. 122, 123.
I thought you were 180 last week.
No, it was not. I tell no fibs.
No fibs. You can't when you're a one-stop shop to awesomeness. yourcoachonline.com.au. And today, Al, the article, the blog that will be up on there very, very soon, is about what?
It's about businesses centering themselves, Harv. The first bit we've talked about a lot over the last year and a half, and that's about businesses being clearer on what they're about. And we want to take this a bit further today to say that my experience with businesses is that they're not clear enough on what's at the heart, what's at the centre of them. Put differently, that they don't commit enough and are clear enough on what they're trying to be. And therefore, they start mucking up the stuff around the outside, like their marketing and their people and messaging and how they organise themselves.
Right.
So the article that's on the website is called Real Business Starts at the Centre.
It's like the nucleus, like the hub, your core.
The nucleus, the hub, the core, the heart.
The heart.
It is.
Yes.
It starts at the centre.
Do you think, can I ask you this, do you think that when people get into business, and now I'm sort of talking startups at this stage, or people are forming a business, and it might be a small one, might be a big one in the end, who knows where it's going to go, but well, we could probably help that. Do you think they know why, what they are, who they are, what they want to be? Do you think that's something that is taken into consideration, or are they just doing something because that's what they think they can do?
That's a really, really good question. I actually think the answer to that is that they're clearer at that stage than a lot of existing businesses, and they're quite clear that sort of someone gets an idea and says, "Yeah, I'm going to make a business out of this."
Yeah, I've got plenty of those ideas.
And that's good, you know, that you don't have to have the right one the first time. You get an idea, and there is actual clarity around that. There's excitement about it. So those,
I don't want to be a millionaire.
You got 100 ideas.
I've got thousands of them.
What's your wife think, huh?
She thinks I'm mad.
There's quite a lot of clarity around that. And as the years roll on, you can actually lose that clarity. And so, like this afternoon, I'm actually running a session for a couple of businesses that are looking to merge.
Okay.
Now, the session is around what we're talking about here. It is to actually find out whether they are likely to be on the same page by asking them the very question, what page do you want to be on?
Yep.
So sort of you've got merge and you've got new businesses, but this question is really to existing businesses, to people listening and saying, how clear are you on what you want to be and how close is that to what you really are? What do you want to be, firstly, and secondly, why? And the why is really, really important.
Yeah.
Why?
What are the wrong answers for why?
There's really no wrong answer for why. You'll get the wrong answer to why if you don't answer the first one honestly.
Right.
You know how I talk about answering from the head rather than the heart? Like the head answer is, you know, what do you want to be is sort of, you know, the leading provider of this particular service by engaging our clients and being good to our staff and good client service
it's
and stuff.
Like your mission statement type scenario, is it?
Yeah, that's stuff that I term crap because it doesn't turn anyone on and doesn't get anyone out of bed.
Yeah.
It's what do you really want to be? What are you aspiring to here? Now, if you get the answer to that right and it's coming from your heart, you'll actually come up with the why quite honestly. So I don't think people struggle with that, but they get across the first question way too quickly to say, what are you actually trying to be here? You talk about Apple and those sort of things. You say, well, what do you want to be? They will say innovative. Or if you look at McDonald's, what do you want to be? They're very clear on that, and then they'll give you the why. So the why is the driver of this. And then you go, well, okay, well, now you're clear on what you want to be. Now the next question becomes, what must you value because of that? So if you say, we want to be innovative, and it doesn't matter whether you're a builder or an accounting firm or a radio station, if what you want to be truly is innovative, well, then what must you value? And you've got to value differences of opinion and ideas and brainstorming and challenge. You know, it speaks for itself then.
Mm.
So you can start sort of running around the outside of this circle that I've drawn to say you start getting some logical answers to the way you set your business up and the way you run it.
So once you've worked out what you value, is that when you can start to identify what type of behaviours need to be engaged?
Yeah. Well, if you continue that and say, you know, we want to be innovative. As a business, we want to be innovative. And you say, well, okay, well, then you must value difference of opinion, debate, all that sort of stuff. And then it speaks very, very strongly to how people behave and the people that you have. Mm. Like, you're hardly going to go, you know, I could be very flippant here, you're hardly going to go and recruit, I'm not saying all sorts of personality types or non-personality types. If you want to be innovative, you're going to have to recruit a particular style of person and thinking pattern. If you want to be innovative, and you're going to have in them a propensity to challenge and go there and take some things on. If you want to be innovative, but if you say we want to be highly professional, if you want to be massively profitable, you've got significant implications for the people you put into your business. And if you're already in business, you've got significant questions about the people you've already got. And that can really demand some courage about that from there.
So the what we value and why are we doing what we do and what do we want to be, that provides a framework for how you interact, what boundaries you set for the people in your business.
Absolutely.
Because they will change depending on what those answers are.
Absolutely it does. So you keep running around this and say, well, okay, if you're clear on what you want to be and why you want, and obviously money's going to come into it because a really good SMS has come through. Of course,
well, I'll read that to you.
Money.
What we want and value and need, in the one SMS, is one thing, and it's got $9 signs in a row, Al. Is that the simple answer? Is that what we've become?
Well,
and clearly that's very important, by the way. Don't let
of
me
course it
think
is.
It's not important.
And it may be the answer. It might. Yeah, and the answer is not to be judged. It's to be tested. Yeah, if what you want to be.
Look at that. That's a quote.
Wasn't that? I just made that up.
That's a quote, mate.
That was super impressive, wasn't
it? We need to cut that. Put it on the website.
So if you say, what I want to be is I want to be a money machine, my answer is, do you really mean that? I'll still ask you why, and you'll probably come up with that fairly quickly.
Because I like Ferraris.
And you got red and yellow one off. It's not everyone says that. You know, clearly, you're not going to have much of a business if it's not profitable. I mean, that goes without saying. But it's not actually the first answer that a lot of people come up with. It's the backdrop. You know that you have to be profitable for the business to be sustainable. You're not going to be a really good team or super successful if you're not making profit. But if the answer, truthfully, is a money-making machine, well, that's got massive implications for the business model, for the way you market it, for the people you bring in, to the level of empowerment and how you disseminate information, all that sort of stuff. Mm. So there's nothing wrong with the answer. It's as long as it's the absolute truth and you know the whys and wherefores of it.
Right. I like what you said, though. It's got to be judged. Not to be judged, it's to be tested.
Tested by why?
To be judged,
why?
It's got to be tested. I think that's applicable to a lot of areas of life, Al, not just the business world. A lot of people out there sitting there thinking about that right as we speak, and I'm going to give them more time to absorb that. Sometimes I talk to you, Mr. Robo, and I'm thinking, what the hell am I doing talking to this man? He knows a hell of a lot more than I do about this stuff, and I'm just a bum who's trying to bounce through the ads. That's what I'm trying to do. Do you find some of my questions and musings quite silly at times, or dumb? Do I ask dumb questions, Al?
No, you don't. There's no such thing as a dumb question.
That's what all the good teachers
Well, that one was. Is there a dumb question? That's the only dumb question you've ever asked, Al. That one. There's no such thing. It's as someone who, I don't know what I am, call it business coach or whatever the term is, but I actually get paid to ask naive questions. You know, I said, the answer to what you're trying to be and why shouldn't be judged, but it should be tested. So make sure you're getting the truth from the heart. In the same way, there's a big difference between a dumb question and a naive question. A naive question is just having a fresh pair of eyes to say, why do you do that? And that's very much what this is. To be sincere, it's why this segment works so well, because you have that ability to sort of challenge business thinking, which is so much what I'm sort of trying to do. Is to what this is saying is, if you're already in business, whether you're one person or 100,000 people, go back and ask the question, what is it that you're trying to become, and compare it to what you are, and get to the why, and then start looking around at, does your marketing reflect what you are trying to become? Does it actually reflect it? And that means your website and the messages you're sending out, and do your people reflect it? Because you might not have the right group of people. Do your people's behaviours reflect what you're trying to become? I mean, I have lots of clients say to me, what we'd really like to be is they say an employer of choice. I don't like that, but we want to be a really good place to work.
A destination.
We want to be a really good destination for people. We want to really be that. And you go, well, how are you going? And too often, sadly, they'll say, well, probably not very well. Well, so it's all this stuff around the outside. Yeah, the values and your marketing, and what's the client look like? So if you actually want to be a really good place to work, what does your client have to be? If you want to be a really good place to work, it's a fair comment to say, well, you can't have crappy clients. It's not, you know, it's not going to be a lot of fun for people if you've got a sales force and you want to be a really good place to work and you're asking them to do 50,000 cold calls a week to people who are hanging up on you all the time. It's going to be a fairly hard place to work. Now, I'm not saying that's the wrong way to do it, but what's it say about your business model and the client and the experience the client gets and the IT system? If you want to be a really good place to work, if that's the truth, does your business actually reflect that? And that's where sometimes the truth hurts and you're going to have to take an approach to this. But if you know, if you're clear on what's in the center, then everything like that, and then what do you measure, starts to play out. But if you don't know what you want to be, have a look at what those things are, and you'll start seeing you got the wrong people, they're engaging the wrong behaviours, your IT systems don't match it, your marketing's all over the place, you got too many clients or the wrong ones, your pricing's too low, too high, or all over the joint,
yep.
People are confused, morale's down, whatever, and it always comes back to the same thing. You aren't clear on what you're trying to become, or you might be as the owner, but your people aren't. And that's a different issue altogether, but it's a disconnect that isn't going to take the business where it's trying to go.
Have you found through your journey in this field where somebody is very clear in what they want to be and why they want to be that, and all those surrounding subsections of their organisation, their business sort of match up, but it's not a good business? Are there any of those cases where it seems to be working on the outside as correlating with what the inside wants them to be?
No.
That doesn't happen?
Logic would say, yeah, it might happen, but it would be in a very small minority of cases. Because another thing that comes from this is a business that's very clear on what it's trying to become gets a massive dose of confidence injected into it. People get pulled along on this wave, and I want to be part of this. It's like...
Wolf of Wall Street, we're just rocking on upstairs
with the party band. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I get pulled along by the excitement and the clarity of this. I know where we're going here. So you don't sort of question whether you can get there anywhere near as much because you actually know what that destination is that you're sort of trying to get to.
Yep.
So, I don't think, well, put it differently, the chances of failing in an organisation that's very clear on what it wants to be is going to design these other factors much, much better and have a much stronger chance of getting there than I could take, I reckon, 60% of privately owned businesses who are struggling or not having the profit levels that they're after, and it will come back to what we're talking about. They're not clear, and therefore they're not committed to what they'd actually like to be. They might even give it lip service, but that's different to being committed. Yeah, it's got to be reflected in your actions and your decisions to be successful.
So that 60%, what are they doing? What are they, if they're not doing the lip service, but they're just struggling, what are they doing that's wrong? Are there any consistent themes that keep coming in?
Yep, there's one answer, and this will sound really, really dumb. They're working too hard. They're doing too many things. They're too busy, so they don't create that think space that we always talk about. Like, you know, you can't turn a business around or significantly improve its outcomes, profit included, by just doing today what you did tomorrow. I mean, that's just logic. I mean, in fact, what's going to happen is you'll go backwards because your competitors are probably getting better anyway, like they do in football. So you go, well, you're not going to... You know, that saying, you know, nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yep.
But what has to change is fundamental if a business isn't successful. And a fundamental change requires thought, and that's got to lead to a decision which has to be implemented. That doesn't happen if they're too busy. The biggest problem is people are too busy and they work too hard and they then use that as the excuse to not change the business. They go, oh, I'm working too hard. I don't have enough money. Mm. Well, what have you changed? Seriously, what have you changed the last 12 months? Nothing. I just worked a bit harder. Well, what do you expect?
Well, that's a good question. It's not a dumb question.
That's not a dumb question, is it?
Naive question. Deep searching questions. That's what you get from our man, Alan Rodway, from yourcoachonline.com.au every week on the program. And you can check out this article. It's online very, very soon, if not right now.
It is.
Is there? Real business starts at the centre. I think coming back to that centre, being centred, as you said at the start of this segment, Al, I think it's very important to succeed in anything, let alone business, even your family life, your sporting life. If you are centered, you know where you're coming from, you know what you want to be, it makes a hell of a lot of difference giving yourself the directions and the roadmap to get there.
Completely. The stuff around the outside works if you get the centre right.
It is terrific to see you again, sir. Looking forward to catching up with you next Thursday.
Thanks, Half.
Alan Rodway, yourcoachonline.com.au.